The United States and China have reached a partial truce in their trade war. On Friday, the president announced the two sides had agreed on what he called a substantial phase one of a trade deal, although exactly what that means isn't clear because they haven't worked out all the details or signed anything yet. But one immediate result, the U.S. has stopped a planned tariff rate increase from 25% to 30% on about $250 billion in Chinese goods. It was supposed to take effect tomorrow. Mary Buchsiger is the CEO of automotive supply company Lucerne International. It's based in Auburn Hills. We last talked with her in May of 2018 when she testified before the U.S. Trade Representative about the damage to her business from the tariffs. Mary Buchsiger, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Tuesday's tariff increase on Chinese goods is on hold, and China's agreeing to buy about $40 to $50 billion in U.S. agricultural products. Good news for farmers. Is there any good news for you and automakers and suppliers in this partial truce?
Absolutely. You know, it was leading up to this was very frustrating because the tariffs, they went at 15%, and then we had an announcement, all of a sudden they're going to go up to 25%, now 30%. Every step of the way involves renegotiations of contracts with your customers, renegotiations with contracts with your suppliers if you're purchasing parts from China. So personally, this announcement I was really happy with because I just finished negotiating a couple of contracts that were very sticky with my customers, was able to push through the 25% tariff. And if that extra 5% came along, it would have meant us going back to the drawing board again.
So that saved having to go to the drawing board. But the point you're making there, just to that point, you know, regarding tariffs on Chinese goods, your point is Chinese companies aren't paying it. American companies like Lucerne are, and customers are paying it. Yet the president continues to insist otherwise. How does that make you feel?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's very frustrating. And I would think the average American citizen really doesn't understand that. That's been one of my frustrations from the beginning, is that it really is U.S. companies paying these tariffs. And it really is going to be passed on to the U.S. consumers. There's been studies done showing that if these tariffs were going to go into effect right around Christmas time on all these Chinese goods, then the average American consumer was going to spend, you know, $1,000 or more on Christmas gifts or different things that they were going to be buying during the holiday, during Black Friday, and it was going to severely impact our retail segment. So that is one frustrating point that people don't realize it is American companies that are paying these tariffs, not the Chinese companies.
People may realize it because they're noticing it, but the president still digs in and cannot be talked out of that view that it's China who's paying.
So I tend to believe that he does that more or less for impact, does it more or less for marketing of the idea to get the general American public to buy into it, quite frankly.
A little context. So Lucerne, you supply automotive and heavy truck manufacturers. And when you spoke with us last year, you described a partnership with China that goes back to 2005. And when we talked to you then, you were described yourself as, you know, saying the trade situation was a little alarming, a little confusing, and you were kind of angry and scared. How are you feeling now?
Maybe a little less angry because I understand the reasoning behind it and why we're doing the things we're doing. Scared, I guess, isn't really the right word. Just uncertain. It's very, very difficult and frustrated. It's really difficult to make plans in any business when you have any kind of uncertainty. And our trade policies, not just with China, but our trade policies in general, just aren't stable at the moment. So for us to make any type of plans into the future with any kind of foreign trade or any business that we're doing globally is really difficult right now.
And when we last spoke, you were predicting the tariffs could possibly cost your company $7.5 million annually. Is that shaping up to be true?
Well, fortunately, we were able to go to, I went to Washington, I testified, and I successfully had one of our HTS codes removed from that initial list. So it did not impact us. However, it came back on tranche four. So it is going to start to impact us, not quite to the degree that it would have if it would have been on the initial list. However, we still have a very large impact to our bottom line with both the programs that we were currently in production with and our new programs that we're launching have really affected and cut into our bottom line.
So has that forced you to make any changes or any cutbacks at Lucerne since we last spoke?
Unfortunately, it has. Yeah, we actually cut our staff down in Shanghai considerably. So I went from having a fairly large amount of people there to now just having a handful of support staff. And also here in the U.S. as well, we had to make some layoffs towards the end of the year just to right-size our cash flow and put the future healthy in the green.
And here we have, you know, the U.S. and China announcing last Friday, well, we've made some progress in the trade dispute, but they haven't sealed the deal. And the Chinese are saying, hold the champagne, don't celebrate until these two presidents put pen to paper. Plus, President Trump has not made a decision about those tariffs that are supposed to go into effect in December. And then fold in this, the fact that manufacturing indicators are ominous, pointing to an economic downturn with the pressures of the trade war and the UAW strike. What are you seeing from your perspective?
We're already seeing a softening market in the industry. You know, this industry has always been cyclical, so we were already expecting a downturn. You've got a lot of different factors that go into this downturn, but the impact of our trade policy, I think, has driven it even further than it would have naturally come to its cycle. So we're definitely seeing a softening. We're seeing a decrease in forecasts, a decrease right now in customer orders, not just in automotive, but also in the heavy truck industry. And we're still seeing a really heavy push from our customer base to try to get outside of China. Now, the intentions of the policy were to bring manufacturing jobs back home, but that's not quite what's happening. A lot of manufacturers, a lot of suppliers are rushing out to other low-cost countries, Vietnam, Indonesia, even into South Korea, and trying to change our supply chains and also set up new operations in those countries. So the intended impact of this policy isn't quite ending up where it was supposed to go.
Are you going elsewhere?
Absolutely. We're going into Vietnam and into Korea. We've been there all along, but now we're actually broadening our presence there. Thailand, quite a few different places. So we're actually getting in deeper ties there, which we did, you know, 15 years ago in China. And we're also, we have looked inward and said, okay, what can we do to bring more manufacturing jobs back here? So rather than do offshore complete systems, we'll do a part of the system and bring it back onshore if it makes economical sense. And we'll do finished machining, finished coating, and finished assembly here on this side of the ocean now.
Certainly, as you've indicated, the president's view is, hey, automakers and suppliers, get these jobs back to America. But I can tell from what you're saying, it's not that simple. What does the president not grasp about the global nature of the auto business and for suppliers like you?
I think it's really hard when you're outside of the industry to understand the complexity of a supply chain, the absolute complexity of what goes into it, and the time it takes to develop a new supply chain and move it. The automotive industry has so many standards and so many specs on the way that things need to be done. A simple little fastener in a vehicle, if we wanted to take it and move it from China, say, and move it to Vietnam or even back here to the U.S., just that one little part could take upwards of 6 to 8 months to get a new production set up, new tooling, get approval through the process, send in for testing. So it's a really long process just to move production locations. And multiply that one little part on a vehicle by how many hundreds of parts are on a vehicle that aren't made in this country.
Bottom line, Mary, what would you like to see that would tamp down all the uncertainty you're dealing with right now?
You know, realistically, we just want to see some trade policies put in place that make sense, that are fair for the U.S. consumers, U.S. manufacturers, and also fair, you know, fair for other countries. So what we're really looking for is fair trade, but also something that has more certainty wrapped around it. So something with a time frame, something where these are going to be the policies that are put in place, and we are not going to change these policies as long as everybody meets their end of the bargain. That would really be very helpful to have some certainty wrapped around everything.
Mary Buchsiger, CEO of Lucerne International, an auto supplier based in Auburn Hills. Mary, thank you for being on Stateside today.
Thank you so much.